Chapter 3 True Lyras.
But, Bonbon shook her head, the squad has been disbanded. The whole operation in Canterlot shuttered after the incident with the bugbear.
That branch of the operation was. Furlong nodded, solemn. But the agency lives on.
There's another branch?
She plopped down on her velvet sofa in disbelief. Bonbon tried to wrap her head around this news, but she just couldn't seem to do it.
Where?
You know full well I can't say any more here in Phillyville.
It's Ponyville, Bonbon corrected.
She stood up, resolute.
And it's my home now. I can't just up and leave like that. I have obligations. I have a cottage.
Her eyes darted to the closet door.
I have friends.
Well, then my best suggestion is that you forget about them. And fast.
But I can't.
Furlong grunted. Special Agent Drops, you knew what you signed up for. He looked at his agency-issued watch. Standard black band with a silver-brushed steel face. Cold and functional. Just like the agency. But he was right. She had made an oath to serve. I'll give you a few moments to gather some personal effects, and then we'll be off.
When will I be able to return to Ponyville?
Bonbon hung her head.
Is it a long mission?
Perhaps she would return within the week. She could explain everything to Lyra then. Furlong laughed. You were always so optimistic, Drops.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're not coming back to Phillyville. This mission is indefinite, and if it does end soon, you'll be reassigned a new, deep cover. This one is blown, he said, nodding to the closet. The words hit Bonbon like a ton of rocks. Leave Ponyville forever? What about her cottage? And her monthly book club? And her favorite lemon cupcakes from Sugar Cube Corner. And what in the world would she do without her confidant, her one true best friend?
No! Lyra called out as she burst from the closet. You can't do this! Lyra!
Bonbon shouted.
What are you doing?
I'm not going to let you take her away, Lyra said, galloping over to Agent Furlong. He had a stern expression on his face. She's my best friend in the whole world. You can't just take a pony's best friend away. Lyra's face contorted into a desperate expression. Sure, I get it, kid. Agent Furlong looked bored. He blew on his watch and shined it with a small rag from his satchel. It's emotional and all that. He looked to Bonbon. But I don't have time for this, and neither do you. Bonbon barely had a moment to think before she saw Furlong whip out his small hoof mirror, same as hers. He pointed its face directly at Lyra. Now, look at the pretty mirror, miss. Purple magic began to glow upon the tip of his horn. Lyra went still, suddenly hypnotized by the shiny mirror.
Stop!
Bonbon backflipped across the room, snatching the mirror and crouching low into a graceful pose. She stood up.
If you erase Lyra's memory, she'll forget our whole friendship.
Bonbon looked to Lyra.
I wouldn't be able to bear it.
Hey, kid, I was just trying to make things easier on you, Agent Furlong replied. Plus, it's the only option. She knows too much about the agency. Can we get on with it? As much as she didn't want to admit it, Agent Furlong had a point. Why had she allowed herself to get close to Lyra? To put her in harm's way? Bonbon shielded her eyes. She couldn't bear to watch their shared memories disappear into thin air.